what has happened is that the situation in Somalia is evolving, is changing. There's been a new government for the past few months, new constitution, which was adopted. And what we've noticed is that there's been an increasing number of spontaneous returns from Kenya into Somalia. And as a result of this, there was a decision on the part of the two governments and UNHCR to put together a legal framework which would actually accompany and ensure that the return takes place in conditions of safety and dignity and according to international law. So that's the reason why that agreement has been signed yesterday.
You said there are spontaneous returns. Where are these returns to and how many have returned?
They are mainly to the south central part of Somalia, and the number that has returned would be, well, I would say, between 30 and 80,000. And the reason why I'm giving such a range is the fact that in our most recent verification, we realized that the number had reduced by about 80,000. So we believe that some of them are probably returned. And also, our colleagues in Somalia have also been monitoring return, and their estimate is that since the beginning of the year, there's a bit more than 30 to 35,000 people who may have returned. So I would say between these two figures, we have the number of spontaneous returnees towards the south central part of Somalia.
The Kenya government has more than once expressed concern about the large number of Somali refugees who are in the country. One of the claims the government says is that insecurity has increased in Kenya. Could this have been one of the reasons why the Kenya government has pushed for this agreement?
The issue of security, I would say, is not really a refugee issue per se. The very nature of Dadaab, which is in size the fourth largest human concentration in Kenya, the sheer presence of a large number of people generate security issues. So that's something that is a fact. And the infrastructure that are there are definitely not the ones that you would have for a city of that size. So it's clear that the presence of refugees has presented, as is often the case, a number of challenges. To say that the government of Kenya would want to accelerate the movement because of that, I wouldn't say so. The government of Kenya has been fairly clear about the fact that they believe that a peaceful and stable Somalia as a neighboring country is the best thing that they would want to achieve. They have mounted a military intervention into Somalia since October 2011, and that's what they are trying to achieve. Their objective is to make sure that there is stability inside Somalia, and having over a million refugees in the region plus about 1.3 million IDPs inside Somalia is definitely not what would allow the stability that I'm talking about to occur. So I would say there is a general interest from the Kenyan government, which they have expressed very clearly, to have peace and stability in Somalia.
Is there a timeline for this agreement to be implemented?
The agreement was signed, and we already, as I said earlier, have spontaneous returnees. The agreement makes reference to about 3 years, but not as a deadline for the return of all refugees. It's simply the time during which that agreement is going to be implemented. And as I said earlier, everything will depend on the situation in Somalia, access to basic services in Somalia, access to livelihood and security. This is what will determine the time that the agreement will require to be implemented. And this is also what will require the speed at which the return is going to take place.
Will there be vetting of those who wish to return to Somalia?
There would be no vetting. The only thing, of course, in such a situation is to confirm the nationality of the person if you are returning to the country. But our records are fairly clear, and there will be no vetting for those returning to Somalia.
Will UNHCR allow any returns to Mogadishu?
We will see. These are things which are going to be discussed by the Tripartite Commission in the coming days. The priority area which we are going to envisage to support the return, because as I said, the return is already taking place. But the question now is how we are going to be involved and support. The priority areas where people are going to go back to are going to be discussed and reviewed by the Tripartite Commission in a few days, in a few weeks.